You're on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. The Triage Room is a podcast that encourages and empowers listeners to overcome obstacles of pain. Pain is the physical suffering or discomfort caused by illness or injury. When we describe the type of pain we're having, we're really describing the symptoms. Once we identify the symptoms, then we can deal with the root. Welcome to The Triage Room. You're now on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. Today's topic, perfect the faith. Let's take a look at Romans chapter 4, verse 20. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. This has to do with Abraham not wavering when it came to God's promise that he would be the father of many nations. Abraham lived his life with faith. When it came to this promise that God gave him, his faith contributed to how he lived. So perfect the faith. Be strengthened in faith. How does one do that? First, believe in what God has already spoken. Believe the promise that God has already given. And if one believes what God has said, then the life that one lives will demonstrate that the faith remains intact. Believing what one cannot see with natural eyes, but believing God at his word and living according to what God has already spoken. So that means one is living in a place of faith and it's not wavering. And this is the question to ask oneself. Am I living according to faith, believing what God has already promised? Or am I living according to unbelief? Because if I'm living according to faith, that means the works are present. Working that faith, believing that what God has already said, and going in the right direction and taking the necessary steps in making sure that faith does not waver. But if one is living according to unbelief, doubt, doubting what God said, focusing on what things look like in the moment, not focusing on what they shall be according to what God has already spoken, that's how one gets into the place of wavering, doubting. In a place of worryation, in a place of tossing and turning over a thing. Now the life is conditioned according to one's faith or according to one's unbelief. Which one is it? Which one is it for you? Ask yourself, which one is it for you? Is your life conditioned based on your faith, believing what God has already spoken? Or is your life conditioned on living according to unbelief because things don't look the way you desire for them to look in the moment? And here's my moment of transparency. I know what it's like to hold on to what God has already spoken and remind myself, God said this. I know what it looks like right now, but God said this. And trusting God at his word. Perfect the faith. If I'm in a place of perfecting the faith, then that means I'm going to act accordingly. I'm going to do the things that will reflect that I believe what God has already spoken to me. I'm going to do what's necessary that will display that I believe and trust God at his word. I believe and trust God at his promise to me. So I encourage you, take the time, look within and ask yourself, am I living according to perfecting the faith, believing, not wavering, being strengthened in my faith, or am I moving and doing things that show doubt is present? Am I moving and doing things where my life is reflecting that there's some wavering and unbelief that's present? If that is the case, I encourage you to turn from the unbelief, turn from the doubt, turn from the wavering, and turn to God and trust him at his word. Trust what he's already spoken to you. Trust the promise he's already given. And trust that as long as you keep your faith intact. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Abraham trusted God at his word, that he will be the father of many nations. I encourage you, take the time to evaluate what is necessary, what is needed, and make sure that as you're living a life of prayer, you're living a life of studying his word, you're living a life of taking his word and applying it properly and trusting God at his word, that you're strengthened as you are taking the time to perfect the faith. Let us pray. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord, just to say thank you. I thank you for life, health, and strength. Lord, I ask you that those that may be in a place of getting weary in a moment, they may be tired. It seems like time has gone on and things have not yet come forth in a time frame that they so desired, in a time frame that they may have envisioned for themselves. But God, I ask you right now, Lord, let them be reminded of the word that you've already spoken. Let them be reminded of the promise you've already given, and not to allow doubt to enter in, not to allow unbelief to enter in, but to be strengthened in their faith, to remain firm in their faith, trusting and believing in you. Lord, I thank you, I praise you, and I glorify your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You all be blessed. Thank you for joining me on deck in the Triage Room. To get the music you hear in this podcast or to stay connected, visit my website, UrsulaCamille.com. That's UrsulaCamille.com. Sign up on my email list, get merch and more. Have an area of pain you want to address in the Triage Room? Send your email to thetriageroom@gmail.com. I'm your host, Ursula Camille, signing off. Be blessed.
One touch and your life will change. Did you know that Jesus reigns? One touch and your life will change.